not telling Steve anything. You tell him on the Common Sense Hotline. 888-900-9966.
So how far is the media willing to go? How far are Democrats willing to go to disparage Brett Kavanaugh, the nominee to be the next member of the United States Supreme Court? It's obviously that many of these folks on the left, whether they're in the media or are Democrats, will oppose anything the president does. If he says it's time for lunch, they'll protest. You know, if he says, I want ham sandwiches, well, that's terrible. What do you have against beef and chicken? You know, if Donald Trump walked on water, they'd say, look, I told you he couldn't swim. You know, think about it. I mean, anything he does. So here's how far they're willing to go. Brett Kavanaugh apparently likes baseball. And in fact, the Washington Post did a major front page story on Brett Kavanaugh's love of baseball and the fact that he got credit card debt between $60,000 and $200,000 by buying tickets for the Washington Nationals and playoff tickets and playoff games for himself and for, quote, a handful of friends, plus some home improvements along the way. And he ran up debts in 2016 between $60,000 and $200,000 on three credit cards and a loan. Most of it's been paid off, by the way. So does it matter? No, not really, but it's going around. This is the big scandal now, is that Brett Kavanaugh likes baseball. Apparently, he incurred tens of thousands of dollars of credit card debt, and then he paid it off. The scoundrel. Just think about this, though. Brett Kavanaugh is a solid legal mind that can end up on the United States Supreme Court. If he had gone into private practice with a firm and gotten his name on the wall, he could have bought Washington Nationals tickets 10 times over and incurred no debt whatsoever. But he's been working on a judge's salary for the last 12 years, not in private practice, not getting $1 million a year, and he likes baseball. But that's really as far as they can go. Now, having said that, those on the left are willing to go a bit further, shall we say. Senate Democrats are, and well, as I mentioned, obsessed with opposing everything that Donald Trump does. And they're making the absurd claim that the president nominated Brett Kavanaugh for the sole reason of protecting himself from Bob Mueller. I can't make this up. So Brett Kavanaugh, if he gets confirmed, will be one of nine justices on the court. But somehow this is the magic bullet to protect Donald Trump from Bob Mueller's Russia investigation. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the president believes Kavanaugh can provide him, quote, a barrier to preventing that investigation. I don't know where that comes from or how he believes that, except that Kavanaugh has written that he believes that a president cannot be indicted while in office, is immune from certain things because of the constitutional protections provided to the chief executive. Senator Cory Booker, who is completely off the rails lately, it seems. I thought this guy was reasonably sensible when I first saw him on the national stage. But he has taken leave of his senses and common sense and oftentimes common decency, has Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, a Democrat. He said the president picked the one guy who has specifically written that a president should not be the subject of a criminal investigation. And he says the president, of course, is right now. The accusation has no factual basis. And in fact, some say it's an outright lie. Schumer and Booker are deliberately misrepresenting and distorting the article by Kavanaugh. Currently serving on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, he wrote in the Minnesota Law Review in 2009, the article by the judge says the exact opposite of what Schumer and Booker falsely claim it says. Writing in his Law Review article with no perceptible political bias or agenda, Kavanaugh reviewed several important challenges to the country's governmental institutions that had arisen in the Clinton and Bush eras. Kavanaugh wrote that he had observed the truly extraordinary difficulty of the presidency firsthand from years of service in the George W. Bush White House. The burdens of the presidency were, he found, far more daunting than he had expected in the 80s and 90s. And yet sitting presidents were also expected to assume the risks and burdens of being entangled in litigation, both civil and criminal. And those risks and burdens were substantial, so much so that they could prevent the president from focusing on problems of far greater importance for the country as a whole. That, according to Kavanaugh's writings. Now, does that sound like an extreme position to you, looking at the Clinton and Bush presidencies? Doesn't sound crazy to me. Doesn't sound like something that was far-fetched or extreme in nature, but to hear Cory Booker say it, to hear Chuck Schumer say, here's the one guy that's going to protect the president from, well, there's nine people on the United States Supreme Court of which Brett Kavanaugh would have exactly one vote. I mean, the president, after all, has vastly greater responsibilities than any military officer, any other member of the administration, any person in the United States. And it's important to understand that what Kavanaugh was saying is that being the president is exceptionally difficult. And you can't be dogged by civil and criminal investigations that are ever expanding and never ending, which is exactly what's going on with the Russia investigation 18 months hence. And there's not one shred of credible evidence that anything was ever done wrong, that the president had any entanglements with Russia. None whatsoever. Not one shred of credible evidence has come forth in the 18 months or more that this investigation has been going on. And if you go all the way back to when Peter Strzok and his comrades in arms began their mischief behind the scenes, you're going back to the first parts of 2016, which puts us 2.5 years down the road now. And yet there's no evidence here. And David Korn, in his cannabis-smoking crowd, they haven't produced anything either. Of course, they've probably forgotten when to get something to eat, potentially. But that whole crowd, whether it's David Korn, The Washington Post, New York Times, Bob Mueller, Andy McCabe, any of them, put up or shut up. I mean, where is it? It's a Friday. I'm a little wound up. I think I'm going to go boating. Don't forget Boy and Thunder, hashtag Boy and Thunder. Apparently, guys are some women there looking for husbands. That's what Chance tells me. That's what I learned. Some ladies will be looking for husbands at Boy and Thunder, so. Oh, anyhow. We'll be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.